We all want to live happy, productive lives, but sometimes we just need a little help. Our Coach on Call experts provide strategies to help you live your best life now. Joining me today is Lindsay Levinson, a relationship counselor, life coach, and host of the radio show, Illuminating Now, Lindsay's Life Secrets. Welcome, Lindsay. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, Lindsay, we're thrilled to have you here because this is a very important topic that we're going to discuss today, the key to reaching one's potential. What do you believe are the most vital components to achieving this, to reaching someone's potential?
I think that what is most important, and a lot of people miss this, is identity, really defining who you are, what you want, what you believe in, having a purpose, and ultimately, really truly creating your own self-worth and self-esteem. We do wait for others. So whether it's grades or a job or a promotion or a house or a relationship or a friend to call, you know, we want others to make it okay for us. But there are really some really great strategies for us to take charge, make decisions, and take actions.
Lindsay, before we get into the strategies, why do you believe we repeat these patterns that keep us from getting to where we want to go?
That's such a great question. I do a lot in the subconscious and the subliminal mind, and so the reason is because we have limiting beliefs. These are our stories. They're our life stories. They come with us. It's the baggage people talk about. And those will chant. We push them down. We'd rather not talk about our ugly things, our dark side, our secrets, the things that we don't like about ourselves. And so when we push those down, they're actually chanting in the subconscious. And so we end up inviting that same exact energy back to us because we're not putting it in, you know, we're not speaking consciously. We're keeping it in the subconscious, and that will actually fester into the same exact situations.
So let's talk about some of those strategies you mentioned. What can we do to help us break out of these patterns?
Getting out of the patterns, the very first thing I think that is just a beginning but so critical is speaking about this, talking about it. It could be a coach, it could be a therapist, a counselor, it could be your friend, someone that you know can confide in. And it could also be journaling, which is the next best thing to talking, but I call it purging and processing. And that is to say that you must talk about what is your sticky stuff that people are having a hard time with, and you get to purge the toxins out. If it's something wonderful, then you can affirm it by talking about, hey, but I did do this right, so let me celebrate myself on that one. And maybe sometimes you don't have a lot to say, but you acknowledge, I feel kind of empty right now. I don't really have a lot to say, but that actually acknowledges that there's room for growth and some new ways to rewrite these stories that can sometimes control us.
Lindsay, thank you so much for being here with us today. And I want our listeners to know that Lindsay has much more to say on this topic. And you can learn more about her at her website, qualityforlifecoaching.com. And at that site, you can also learn where you can tune in to hear her radio show, Illuminating Now, Lindsay's Life Secrets. And you can hear her talk more about this topic and many other important topics. So thank you so much, Lindsay, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll be right back.